So your full name is what?
Lola Sarah Banton. B-A-N-T-O-N.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And now Young.
Young, uh-huh.
Banton was your maiden name.
Yes.
Yes. And you were born in 1910?
Yes.
Where?
I was born in La Grande on Cherry Street.
Really?
But I don't know the address. I know it was just across the track coming this way, but I can't. I don't know if mother ever told the.
What were your.
In that first block.
Uh-huh. What were your parents' names?
His name was William, but. William. Her name was Sarah. I was named after her.
Mm-hmm. Were you the only child?
There were seven of us.
Where were you in that seven?
The last one.
The last one.
That's what they all say. And really, it has half of the, owns half of the place, says, I'm a pig in the bottom.
Were you born at your sister's house?
Yes.
Because they lived on a ranch out of that canyon.
I see.
So her mother came in to have yes.
Oh, I see. I see.
Came into their house. Mm-hmm. And then I went back out to the ranch. We went out there, and that's where I grew up, in Ladd Canyon.
Now, about where in Ladd Canyon was that?
Just as you go into the canyon.
From La Grande?
From La Grande.
Yes.
And then there's a bridge across. There was a bridge, I guess it still is. And it was just to the left of that. At that time, there was a barbed wire fence there, and there was a gate, a pole gate. And we had to open that gate every time we went or came back from any place. We always kept that shut.
And what sort of a ranch was it?
Oh, it was more of a hay ranch. Dad had a few cattle,
mm-hmm.
and it was more of, we had, he had 80, his sister, Lavina, had a place, she owned some land down below in where the wildlife
refuge
is.
Mm-hmm. Ladd Marsh.
When she passed away, she left her half of the place to Dad, too, so he had 80 acres altogether of the Dooley land.
Now, was that a homestead claim?
Yes, it would be.
And do you remember about when they claimed it?
He was born in 66,
1866.
And I don't know when that became homestead.
The first one was 1861, I think, and then there was another one about 10 years later, but...
Well, it was probably the one was after her husband passed on.
And they must have come from somewhere east.
And her husband might have, yes. Mother came from New York to Kansas, and then from Kansas here, a covered wagon. And she had a, did you tell him that she had a picture of Ezra Meeker?
No.
And
which we can't find now.
No, can't find it. One time, the two youngsters, the boys, they had this, don't think they called it show and tell, but that's what it amounted to.
Yes.
And so I gave them that picture and some of mother's clothes.
Mm-hmm. And it never came back home, huh?
And I didn't have the picture when they brought it back. Mm-hmm. I always kind of thought somebody got a hold of it that I could prove it. But the clothes were there. I got them back. Mother had a blue skirt. I can see it yet.
She kind of thought the teacher might have kept it because the teacher knew a lot of the history of the valley.
And I don't know whether she took it or not, but there.
This is the grandchildren.
Yeah. So your mother and father both came over the Oregon Trail, did they?
No, Dad was born in La Grande.
Oh, he was born in La Grande.
He was born out of what they call Lone Tree.
Oh, yes.
You know where that
yes,
is.
I do.
And some high school boys went out and cut it down.
Yes.
Well, he was born there, and then when he was about 2 years old, his folks, his dad and I think my grandmother was up there and was living up there. I'm not sure about this. But anyway, we moved up there at that place, and then so many kids came along that, they had seven altogether, and they kept adding on to the place. It was just a little place, I guess a little cabin style out with, and they kept adding on to it till they got a house. Well, the house was there until, how long has it been, Marvin, that had it?
Well, he bought it from Johnny in the 40s, but the house probably got torn down about 20 or 25 years ago. There's a manufactured house right almost where it was, not quite.
And I know that Mr. Fager painted a picture of the house, and he offered it to me, but he wanted so much for it, that was in hard times, that I didn't have it to buy it. And where it went, I don't know, but he painted a picture of it.
Hmm.
And
would this be Marvin's dad?
Marvin's dad.
Okay.
For about how many years did you live in that house?
I lived there until, I started high school, and I stayed some with one of my sisters.
And high school was in LeGrand?
Yes. And
before that, had you gone to a one-room school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you still have memories of that?
Oh, yes, but I didn't go to the old one.
Uh-huh.
I went to about the first year, of the new one. And the new one's still there, but not the old one.
What was the name of the new one?
Oh, just Ladd Canyon Schoolhouse. But it had great big wide steps in front that we went up and down to go into the house and schoolhouse.
Uh-huh. And of course, you walked there from home.
Well, we supposed to, but sometimes we rode our horse until some of the neighbors told my folks that. That horse is going to kill that girl. And they wouldn't let me ride much anymore.
Well, the next time I come, I'd like to hear a lot more about that school and what you remember of it.
Well, they had one for a stove. They had one of those big round stoves, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a casing around it. It was metal. Well, it was so big. And the kids would all gather around there in cold weather and put their backs up to that stove. And that's the way we warmed up. And then after that was built a few years, they built the bathroom in the back. They had a bathroom back there for a while. And it must have been about 40 kids that attended there over
40?
Together.
40 at one time?
What?
40 at one time?
Yes, they started with just a few. But
Was there two rooms?
No, just one. Oh, and there was two rooms in the back. One was a library, and the other was a kettle. And the restroom, that was the size of it, I guess.
Well, let's come back to that the next time I'm here.
Okay.
Then, at the time that you were living in Ladd Canyon, I suppose Hot Lake was in operation. There were patients there?
Yes.
And did you go over there often?
Well, I'll tell you what, when we lived there and I went to school, Dr. Fye kind of took to the school, and he'd come over there and get us. They had cars then, and he'd get them over there and get us and take us up Ladd Canyon, farther up to what we called the park. And there was a big room, big building up there, kind of a dance hall and things like that, you know, it was a big hall. But he'd take us up there and have us there for dinner. The first place I ever ate borscht soup.
Borscht?
Borscht. It was made with beets.
Uh-huh.
But it was served cold.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think much of it.
Well, did you go over to Hot Lake, too?
Oh, yes, many a time. I'll tell you what happened one day. It made me laugh thinking about it. Anyway.
Yeah. We'll see if you can get through the story.
We had a horse and buggy, and one afternoon my two older sisters had decided to go to Hot Lake, and we was going to place then, and I wanted to go with them. Well, they didn't want me to go and told me I couldn't go. So I waited till they got ready and left, and then I went in and went in their clothes closet and took all their clothes off and threw them on the floor.
What was so appealing about Hot Lake to make you want to go there?
Well, they had everything there. They had dances and they served some things to eat. Not a great deal, I remember that they did. And just to be among all the other people, I guess, that we liked.
Uh-huh.
And
were there young people there as patients?
I can't remember too many, mostly older people, I think. Mm-hmm. I can't remember too many younger people.
Did you get a chance to see firsthand what some of the treatments these people were getting were?
Not other than the mineral baths, I guess those they call them. They had mud baths, so what they're now to. But they had, that's what people came a lot for, was to take those hot baths. Mm-hmm.
You had one or two sisters that had operations there.
Yes, I had two sisters, Ed and Maud. That, no, Ed didn't have any surgery, but Maud did. And they were both there, and I was trying to think if there was...
Did Mamie have an operation there?
Well, of course, I was only four when she passed away.
Yeah.
But I know she passed away here in La Grande because I was there when she was in bed. It was when she had her baby, and I suppose nowadays they would have given her something to take care of everything, but it didn't that time. And then my next oldest sister, Maud, went there when her youngsters were just small, and the rest of the family kind of had to raise them after she passed on. And she had one boy, wasn't it? Aladdin and Doris and...
Wes and Norman. Two boys and two girls.
Yeah, two. Uh-huh. And, I remember how they got a big place. It was, I suppose, like a clerk is, you know, in hotels to go there when they came in. And I don't even remember what they did charge for the night, but people liked to go there because it was known from the east to the west. In fact, they found out about it, how Dr. Fye had to come out here. And if I'm not mistaken, he bought what's called Fye's Point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's named after him.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought that for his son, Mark. And Mark was operated on by his own dad. And he didn't live. Yeah, I think he had polio or something when he was young. And later, I don't know, some bad or something else he had, but I remember he passed on. And I think he just had the one son.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have that Fye's Point. And he left that, I think, to his, some people that they knew. I think it was the Robinson family, I believe. But I'm not sure about that.
Do you remember seeing the train that went from Union Junction to Union?
Yes, they had a regular train that, you know, trains going to other places, and they'd stop at Hot Lake to let the people off.
The transcontinental trains.
Yes.
But then there was this other train that went to Union, wasn't there?
Yes, I believe it kind of went around the hill and came in that other way. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever ride on those trains?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I know he had a lot of dogs. He rode, Dr. Fye rode horseback.
Oh.
And when he would come up by our place, where we lived in the mouth of the canyon there, and gone up to where the park was, and he had, about four to six of those Great Danes. And we'd hear him barking, you know. Well, we knew Dr. Fye was coming on his horse, because he always had them with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought a lot of those dogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to come back to that subject, too, next time. Now, when you were growing up, I suppose you had work that you had to do around the ranch.
Oh, a little bit. I helped my dad and milk, and then I had brothers, so I didn't have to help milk very often, but sometimes I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped Mother quite a little bit in the house. I liked to read. And she said that if she ever missed me, she'd know me. I was in the corner reading. And I can't remember any special thing except she put linoleum around her kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And I went in there one day when they weren't there, and I took I don't know whether it was files or what it was. It had a point on it anyway, and I took that and I hammered, and there was a hole where the oilcloth had been put on, and between the boards, and I went in and took that oil and made holes all around till somebody came in and found me doing it. It didn't make it very long.
How did you get the books that you liked to read?
Well, I liked Girl with the Limber Lost. And
so how did you get the books?
At the library.
Oh, where was the library? In La Grande?
Yes, but where it is now.
I see. So you'd have to make a special trip in and get an armload of books? And
yes, we'd usually take the horse and buggy and go to town on Saturday, I think it was. Mm-hmm. A fellow by the name of Mr. Thorne had that where events alongside been uptown. I don't know what they're called now. In the sack there.
Sack
annex. In the corner, the sack. Well, they had a grocery store there. And the folks would buy some stuff and for sandwiches and things, and he had a back room there, and we'd go to town and then go in that back room to eat our dinner, or lunch. And I was thinking the other day, you know, they used to have circuses, and they'd have a parade. We'd go in on, whenever it was on, and stand on the sidewalk, and they'd have elephants and everything out there on the street. Mm-hmm. And they decided they were too heavy for the concrete, and they stopped the parades.
And did you buy most of your clothing, or did your mother make it?
Well, I always told them she took a yard of goods and cut a hole in them.
With a belt around the middle.
Yes. No, she made most of my clothes until I started high school.
Uh-huh.
And I remember my first dress. I thought it was all pretty.
Now, when you were in high school, did you come in by horse and buggy every day?
No, my brother worked for the county shops, and I would come to him.
He had a car then?
Yes, mm-hmm. We had a car, but he'd come in a different one from the family mm-hmm. car. And he told me when I graduated high school that he'd pay my tuition if I'd go on to high school. But Mother and Dad talked me out.
Huh? College.
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 But Mother and Dad talked me out of it. They thought I'd go to the bad if I went to college. And so I didn't get there.
No.
But I would have been...
That was before there was a college here, wasn't it? Well, that came
no,
in 1929.
No, I would have been the first...
Oh, you would have been.
One of the first graduates.
I see.
Uh-huh.
She knew Lee Johnson in
high
school.
Yes. So did you go on to college somewhere else?
No, I didn't go to college.
I see. Do you wish you had?
Oh, yes, many times.
Yes.
And to have such a good chance that he would pay my way, but I didn't have sense enough to know it then.
Yes.
And they kept the mother, especially, she didn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she had a little in her mind that I'd drive for her. And, well, I know she did because I could tell.
And where did you meet the man you married?
Well, I tell you a story about that. They laugh here when I tell them. That I had didn't know they were going to. Some of the people I knew, the friends, had a surprise party for me. And they baked me a nice cake, and it had a frosting on top. And we had it there that served it to us. And I got up to get something, and I came back, and he had eaten the top off of the cake of frosting.
Who's he?
My husband.
Oh, you left him out.
And
was he a young man you knew?
No, that was the first I met him.
Oh.
And
how did you meet him?
Well, that's when I met him. It was at my birthday party.
And he licked the first frosting off her cake.
And I learned by that to eat my frosting first.
But... where did Velma come into that?
Oh, she was my a year older niece, and she was going with him. But he dropped her and took me.
This would be her sister's daughter.
I see. Well, that's a little complicated.
They were just about the same age, mm-hmm. her oldest sister.
So your romance went quickly, did it?
Well, yes. I think it was, that was 1928 that I graduated from high school, and I didn't marry until I think it was 21.
Mm-hmm. 31.
31, maybe.
Yeah.
And so we went together. He was the ice man. And I told him when we had our 50th reunion, I heard lots of stories about the ice man, and here I married him.
Yeah, there are lots of stories about ice.
He told about how the little kids would follow him up the street and eat the ice that fell off him.
So you settled down in Le Grand right away?
Yeah, we lived in Le Grand, 1505 S Avenue. He had a house there. Someone couldn't pay for the bill that they owed him, and so he took the house. Mm-hmm. And I think it's 1505 S, wasn't it?
Something like that. I know where it is.
And we lived there for about Dale was
4 years, I think.
We lived there 4 years.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
31 to 35.
I know Dale was still just a baby. And we lived there, and then they had a mink ranch. Frank did, my husband.
Jerry and Dave.
And they had run a mink ranch. And
a mink ranch?
Yeah.
Fox.
Fox. No, they had mink first.
First, didn't they?
Yes, and then they went to foxes.
Okay.
But the mink, they were looking for some place to put it where, it was kind of protected by the timber that it was in, and there were several reasons that they bought it out there at Mount Glen. And then we lived there until, we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary, and then I think we'd been married 63 years when he passed on. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
And besides having children, what else did you do?
Well, when you have children,
but there's a little time left over, I'll bet.
I wasn't a teacher, but I taught him for, a week?
Substitute.
They had this one-room schoolhouse in Mount Glen, and I taught that the teacher got sick and couldn't teach, so they come down to me, the director did, and asked me if I'd teach for her. So I did. I taught when, I took just Daly's other brother was younger, of course, than he was, and every night he'd come home and open that kitchen door and say, "Hi, Mom, are you here?" Jerry'd go out to play. Dale wanted me there first. One day we had a tractor, and pretty soon Jerry come in and he says, "Mom, Jerry's out there on the tractor sniffing that gas." And so I went out there in the barnyard where the tractor was and got him. He was about ready to pass out, and I didn't know what to do with him, and didn't have sense enough to. Don't think they had 9/11. It was 9/11 they had.
9/11.
And I had put him over my shoulder and went out on the front porch and held him out there in the fresh air, and it wasn't a little bit till he came around and was all right.
All right. Now tell me exactly where Mount Glen is.
Well, Mount Glen is. About how many miles? Well, anyway, you go out the freeway, and then you come to an overhead that goes over toward Hot Lake, and the sign, I think, says Hot Lake or Ladd Canyon, I've forgotten now what it does. There's a kind of a concrete bridge, and you turn to your right, and there was, Mr. Austin is the only one. That's all lived over there, I guess, then.
Jesus, why can't you?
And then we lived on up into Ladd Canyon. It was about, they always said we walked went a mile and a half to school. So it was about a mile and a half with school was. And one day I was on my way to school, and that day my brother didn't go with me. His name was Bill. And there'd been just a skiff of snow the night before. And I was hopping along and for myself, and I hit that skiff of snow, but I never thought anything about it. And the minute I hit it, I sprained my ankle. Well, I couldn't get anybody to hear me. I was up in the field, and nobody'd hear me. And finally, Mr. Austin went by, and he heard me yelling. And he came up there and carried me on his back down to the house. I remember that.
Do you know why this place was called Mount Glenn?
Was called what?
Do you know why this place was called Mount Glenn?
Let's see. I don't believe I ever heard in this. There was somebody by the name of Glenn might have lived there.
Now, it's not nearly as prominent as Mount Emily or Mount Fanny, is it?
No.
So it's not really a mountain, is it?
No, I don't think so. But right where Mount Glenn, you have to go across the bridge and go to your left. Maybe Jerry's told you this, but there was a place that was called the Grade, and it went up the side of that hill and came out on top. And that's where the settlers came down in their covered wagons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a spring up there, and there was also two springs at least on our place. And I can't think of anything else.
And rattlesnakes.
Oh, you bet. I didn't ever see, I saw one crawl around the beanstalk once. But I didn't ever see any yet. I don't think they had as many as they talk about. And blue racers, mm-hmm. We saw some of those. We had a mountain behind our where we live, and I saw blue racers up there. And there were garter snakes and still are.
Mm-hmm. Do you have strong memories of the Depression?
Yes.
Were things different during the Depression than they had been before?
Well, I don't know. Is there a great deal of difference with our place, our family, except we didn't have much. But
didn't have much before or during the Depression?
We had much before.
Yeah. The way it was with me, too.
The dad finally became a watchman for a sawmill that was up the canyon. I remember the first time he came home and Mother had sent some rice, I think it was rice or beans, but I think it was rice, up with him. And he put it in a kettle of water on, and he put in too much rice, and he had it all over, and he said he filled everything he had. He kept more of it. But I don't think there's other. I know that things that you don't pay any attention to, I guess, but there's a sassafras tree that he found up there, and then he found some juniper trees, and another one, let's see, something else he found the bark, the tree found the bark on it that they were after, but I don't know how many there were, but there were some. I know a sassafras tree for sure that he found. And other than that, I can't remember just what it was.
I suppose you remember when you saw your first movie.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't remember the first one.
It would have been in the 1920s, wouldn't it?
Yes. I was 10 years old. I suppose I saw them. I know we went to quite a few movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they came along, well, they went every Saturday because they could get in for a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And they had comedies and things then. They went to, and our first car was a Studebaker. Dad bought it, and we all were tickled to death when he had a car.
And I suppose you came into Le Grand frequently.
Oh, yes.
So you remember most of the stores that were along Adams Avenue in the 1920s and 30s, and after that, I suppose.
Yes, there were lots of stores, and when they built the Saks, we thought that Le Grand was surely grown man.
Yes.
But they tore it down to a landmark. You could see it when it came into Le Grand, lights on it, and everybody in the car always see it. Well, there's Le Grand, because I can see the secretary.
Yes, yes.
And,
I'd like to have you talk later about as many of the stores as you can remember and the people who ran them. For instance, you probably knew Midge Wright.
Yes,
and Lynn.
About her and yesterday, they had all those tables and things. I don't know what they did with them.
Well, I think we have some of the chairs at home now. Yes.
And Silverthorns, had them too.
Yes.
They were there. I think when Midge was, and everybody hated to see Midge go, but us,
yeah,
we liked to go in there. So
yep.
I have an old-fashioned store.
I knew her, too, when I was here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And in fact, both of them.
Lynn, Lynn was his name.
Yes. Right. And did you go to plays in LaGrande?
In high school, I did. I don't remember going to any when I was growing up at home, but I did after I got into high school.
Did you go to vaudeville at the Liberty Theater?
Well, I went. I'll tell you what I did go to. They had road shows.
Yes.
Up there, back of the, well, where the Ford garage used to be, up in there somewhere,
uh-huh.
Right behind them, and Toby or something like that. And we all thought that was great.
Yes.
And then we, they came quite often.
Said these were called Toby
shows?
Seemed
to me like it was Toby.
T-O-B-Y?
Yes.
Was that the name of the man who was producing them, or?
Yes, but I'll think that over.
Okay.
It might not be Toby,
okay.
But.
Okay. And were you involved with the church in LaGrande?
Yes, after I started going, I was. I was in it until I had to go to the foster home, and
which church was that?
The Christian Scientist.
Yes. So that you were with that church for more than 50 years?
I don't know. Would I have been more than 50 years?
Well, you actually joined it in probably 1950, but my dad was a Christian Scientist, a lifelong Christian Scientist, because his mother was.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose it was kind of a nominal membership till about 1950, roughly.
My name would be on the membership book. I'll ask somebody sometime, what the clerk, what she keeps the book, and I think that the book still might be that old. It's awful old, anyway.
Well, I hope you'll want to talk more about that.
Okay.
Good. What other activities were you involved with in LaGrande?
Well, we played quite a bit of basketball.
That was during high school?
In high school, yeah.
I mean, when you were older.
Well, let's see. Seems to me like I stayed home quite a bit of time. In the KD Club, I joined it.
The KD Club?
Yes, it started out as a part of the Methodist Church, and it stood for when we went in, they changed it over to now is Kind Deeds, and there were quite a few. At one time they had 16 members, but right now they're about to drop out, they said, because they haven't come meeting.
Then you had a club out in Lac Canyon. What was that club?
That was called the Happy Circle.
Social club for the women.
Mm-hmm. And it was a big one. Sometimes grandmother would have a big pan, not grandmother, but mother, would have a big pan about that big round, and she'd make that full of chicken salad. They'd have another meal, and regular meal when they had it. And she'd serve chicken salad and a cake. It was always a cake. And of course, they'd have lots of plays down at the schoolhouse,
mm-hmm.
with the children down there, and we'd go down to that.
How much traveling around the county did you do, going to Elgin or Union or Cove?
Well, Cove used to have a cherry festival.
Yes.
And we'd go over to that, and take me for your whole day to get over there in the horse and the buggy.
I'll bet it did.
And but they'd have the boxes laid out, you know, all full of cherries.
Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures of those.
I was trying to think if there's anything else there. And the stock show in Union, we'd go to that. And
did you go to Elgin?
Once in a while, not a great many times, but we'd go down there.
Do you think most people who lived here in LaGrande did not travel very much?
They didn't seem to, just special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
As I remembered, anyway, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we took our cherries to they went to Ember, we took them to Ember, and then I could say Elgin took them, but they didn't. They had, I think they belonged to our association, Cherry Association, but I don't think they.
Yeah, they were packed and shipped fresh out of Ember.
Yeah.
And then there was also a place in Cove, too, that accepted them, and for a long time in Union.
Well, somebody told me a while back they've got two associations, Cherry Associations, over there now.
I think that's probably right. Now, the weather is different in many ways now from the way it used to be, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Especially in the winter time.
There's more, well, not. Oh, we had big blizzards, and we'd have to, because we'd have to, some when we walked home from school, those caps, you know, we wore, and they would cut holes out here for our eyes,
uh-huh.
And then turn around and walk backwards. And we rode a horse sometimes, and I'd ride with my brother, but he had the saddle had those leathers on the back.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't ride with him unless I'd hold on to those leathers. He didn't want my arms around him.
Do you remember some days when you couldn't go traveling anywhere because of the snow?
Oh, yes, there were some of the days, especially blizzards. Boy, they were bad blizzards. And we'd go up behind the brush walking home, so we wouldn't get so much wind.
Uh-huh.
And you know where the councils live, where they lived. And
no.
Well, they lived the first house off of the highway, this side of Mount Graham. And they all laughed at me because there was a boy that was in my class. Ed was his name, Ed Council. And one night we went home, and he and I generally walked together because it was quite a long way for me to walk home. And we got to talking about horses. Well, his saddle horse was up in the field about 2 or 3 miles. And he went in the barn and got his saddle. And he lugged that old saddle clear up till we found his horse. And then I rode home. Other than that, I walked. But they all made fun of me because I lugged that big saddle carrier that way.
Maybe that's enough for today.
Good. Yeah, I was going to say Ed's son, Dale, still lives on mm-hmm. that family place.
I see.
Right there.
Good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, this is a good start for me. I'll listen to the tape and I'll come back with more questions to answer.